Hi there. Welcome to Tween Talk. Today's episode is so great. I got to find out more about fashion and styling from fashion stylist Siobhan Baxter. And you will too. I hope you enjoy this episode. Hi there, my name's Amelia and I'm the host for Tween Talk. Here we'll be talking all things tween, fashion, beauty, food and lots more. Hi there, welcome back to Tween Talk. Today we've got a very special guest here with me, fashion stylist Siobhan Baxter, who just happens to be my mum. Hi Mum.
Hi Millie. Very happy to be here on your podcast.
Okay, so today we're going to ask you a few questions. Is that all right?
That would be amazing.
All right, let's get into it. So what is styling and where do you do it?
So what I do every day is different. So I style people some days. I style people for TV other days. Sometimes we have photo shoots for products or product catalogs. We do styling for Instagram and social media. We also do styling for celebrities for events.
Oh, that's cool.
So red carpet. And we also do personal people, which are private people who just want to look really good. And we bring them shopping and we show them what colors look good. And sometimes, which we're doing at the moment, actually, we're getting some dresses made and we work with designers to get the dresses made for the people so that they look amazing when they go out to their social events. So what have I covered? Personal events. And then what we also do is we work with a lot of corporate clients. So there's a lot of businesses who want their staff to look really good when they're doing their job. So they get us to do sort of personal branding with them, helping them to look their best every day for work.
Yeah. All right. So how did you get into styling?
So, a very long time ago when I was younger and I was in university in Dublin.
Yeah.
Because I'm originally from Ireland. What I did was I worked in a really big department store. And it's very similar to Harrods in London. And it's a really big posh department store. And I absolutely love...
Sorry to interrupt you, but since we're based in Australia, I'm not really sure what Harrods is.
Oh.
Could you explain that for me?
Right, it's like David Jones.
Oh, yeah.
So it's like a really big posh department store. The one in Dublin's called Brian Thomas, and it's in the main city, Dublin. And so what I did was I got a job there and I loved working there. It was my first exposure to sort of like big brands, beautiful designer clothing, because I was from the west coast of Ireland and it was quite not exactly your designer sort of holding. So I was always flicking through magazines when I was younger. From probably your age, I was absolutely obsessed with looking and reading through Hello magazine when I went to my grandmother's house. I was always like obsessed with all these pictures of these glamorous women in gowns and dresses on these amazing magazines who had these fabulous lifestyles. And I just thought that's never going to be me. But I have really enjoyed, you know, wearing designer clothes myself now. So it was kind of an aspirational thing from very young. And my grandmother, I must say, really, really loved fashion. My mother loved fashion more than sort of beauty things, but definitely my grandmother was all about clothes, how they made you feel, what effect they had on how others treated you, and all these different aspects to actually styling your clothing that makes it really something amazing to do. So after I finished in Dublin, one of the things that I did was I did my university degree and I worked in business for a while. So I was in...
Really?
Yes. So I was in business for about working in marketing and PR. So again, sort of, you know, organizing events, doing sort of media for all that sort of thing. So still within that field. And then I came to Australia on a working holiday and I met my now husband, your dad, and so I had to kind of change my working exposure, and I ended up doing recruitment so that I could stay in Australia. So I did recruitment for quite a number of years, probably about 5 or 6 years, I think, all in. And I really enjoyed it because, again, it was working with people, and I enjoy working with people.
Yeah.
But then when I moved to Melbourne, I started getting more interested in styling again. And then I moved to Auckland in New Zealand, and that's when I actually started my business. So what I did was I originally started fashion blogging.
Yeah.
And from there, I developed a following in New Zealand, and then I moved back to Melbourne. And that was at the point where I decided to open a business called Stylerite Co., which is the business that I now run. And that business does styling for lots of different businesses and people now. And we've styled over maybe 1,000 clients. And so year on year, it's grown, and my experience has grown, and I really enjoy every day that I do it.
Wow. So fashion's been with you basically your whole life.
Basically, yeah.
Yeah. So what's the hardest thing about your styling job or styling yourself?
So when a person is styling themselves, I think one of the key things that they tend to get wrong is they don't have confidence in what they'd like to wear. So although they may love a jumper or love a kind of a jacket or something like that, they'll go, oh, it's too much. It's too much. And they'll peel back and hold back in what they really want to wear because they think others are going to judge them. So I think one of the things that is really key when you're styling yourself is to, number one, wear what you love and wear it well. So if you love something that's a bit out there, make it work. So if you have like a really great fun fur jacket, you don't wear that with a pair of tracksuit pants and runners. So it's, the look is never going to work. The trick is to pair it with things that are going to make the jacket look amazing, like a pair of great black denim jeans and a great pair of boots. So what you're doing is making the piece work.
Yeah.
And that's the key of somebody looking at, that's the key difference between somebody looking at you and going, oh God, what are they wearing? And wow, isn't that an amazing jacket? So I think that's probably one of the hardest things people find about dressing themselves. The other thing I find that people have a lot of problems with is finding great shapes of clothes.
Yeah.
So most of the time when I'm styling a personal client, their body shape is very different from somebody else's. And so what you have to understand is that's okay and that's normal. Not everyone's the same shape. And what you have to discover are the brands that are going to work with your shape. Because what I know is if you come to me and you are a certain shape, I know exactly which brands are going to fit your shape. They're going to be aesthetically pleasing to you. And it's going to be something that you love to wear. So, for instance, there might be 5 or 6 shops that I'd recommend for one body shape, and for another person with a different body shape, I'd recommend 6 completely different ones. So learning where to shop for your shape is one of the absolute key things that you can do as a like a shopper. Know those particular ones that are going to work for you, the like look and the style of it, and also the fit. And very often people are different on the bottom and the top.
Yeah.
So when you get older, you'll find and you get your curves, or for boys, they grow into that more manly shape. You'll find that you may have to shop one store for tops and a totally different store for bottoms. And
yeah.
So it's just about doing some research and finding what works and then working within those sort of stores. Yeah.
All right. So What are your top tips for creating an outfit?
So one of the things that I love to teach teenagers as well as older people is shopping your wardrobe and making sure that you've got amazing basics that are going to be your foundation pieces of your wardrobe. So the key things that are foundation pieces are like white t-shirts, black and blue jeans, a great jacket, probably one great jumper, one great shirt.
So basically your favorites.
Yes, your favorites, but also basics. So these are going to be things that are you'll be able to mix and match with different outfits. So usually what I recommend with your basics is that you stick with neutral colors. So that would be like your blacks, whites, creams, grays, navies. And then you can add pops of color with other things. So you must have like a white t-shirt. You must have one black t-shirt. You must have one long sleeve black top, one white sleeve black top. Then one gray jacket in a neutral color. That could be a denim jacket or a black leather jacket, or a blazer or something else, but it has to be in a neutral. So those things are called the foundation blocks of your wardrobe. Because it means that if you want to wear a top that's got a big pattern on it, if you only have lots of other patterned trousers and no sort of plain ones, it may clash, it may not work. Whereas if you have something plain in your wardrobe that you can wear on the other part of the outfit, it will always work. And it means that whatever you buy then as your extras or your as you known as your statement pieces, it will work. It will always work. So it doesn't matter whether you're 6 or 60, you need to have really great basics in your wardrobe.
Okay. There's some great tips there. Definitely going to use them.
Great.
Where are the best places to shop for tweens my age?
So for tweens, you won't believe it, but I have actually had to dress tweens before. Their mums have engaged stylists for them because they find that their tweens find it difficult to shop, and they want their daughters, usually daughters, to feel really good when they're going to an event or every day. So there has been occasions where I've actually brought younger girls out shopping. One of the key places that I always recommend for like that ages kind of 8 to 13, 14 would be like Sports Girl.
Yeah.
So they do fantastic little sizes of things, and a lot of their tops are cropped, so they look really good on younger girls. They're not as short. Then other places like Zara Kids have some good sizing and good trend pieces for tweens. So you just have to look for the ages between sort of 8 and 14 you get at Zara Kids.
Yeah.
Another place that's really fantastic is Pavement.
Yeah.
So that's sort of the teenage version of Seed. So that's how they kind of market their side of things. For slightly younger girls or smaller girls that are tweens, Bardot can be fantastic, really great. They've got some fantastic pieces that are literally based on the pieces that they're doing for the bigger stores, for the more grown-up stores. What they do is they just downsize the size of it. So it's literally, if you want to get that more fashion-forward look, Bardot would be a great place to look to go. And then the other one that I'd really recommend for basics would be Uniqlo. They're really, really good for tweens, for your basics, like great jeans, great tops at great prices. The teenage section of Target can be really, really good. So I think it's called Lily Loves, something like that. That's really fantastic. And that goes from probably a size, 4 to 6 up to a size 10 to 12 maybe. So it's perfect for maybe that 11, 12, 13 year old age range.
And with that Target area, people usually go off Target because it's cheaper. They want more good quality, but I've had Target pieces in the past, and it's usually fairly good quality.
Yeah, it's really good quality. I think it's fantastic. Because at the end of the day, you're not going to be wearing it that long anyway. So if it lasts a year or two, it's great. That's perfect.
Yeah.
And some of the pieces that they bring out for that age group are really trendy and really fun. Great for jackets, great fluffy jumpers, great leggings that are really easy to wear, but they'll have some great zipping detail or some added leather detail or lace or just something that gives that extra edge, which is really fun and
yeah.
kind of makes your outfit look a bit more sort of thought out and styled. The last place I'd recommend would be H&M. I think that's somewhere that you, as a teenager or getting into those teenage years, you will absolutely love because the price points are really low. Really trendy sports gear, you know, that leisure luxe look. And then some great pieces then for when you started going out with your friends, maybe to the movies or things like that.
Yeah.
Great dresses that you can dress up and dress down. They're sort of the key places that I would sort of recommend. And then as well, if there was something that you saw in Kmart that you can use as a basic, really great to get some cheap white t-shirts. I always recommend about t-shirts to, you know, get some new ones every couple of months because they tend to get wrecked very quickly. No one, or maybe 3 years ago, no one would wear a scrunchie out, but
really?
Now everybody's wearing them. Yeah. So they were out in the 80s and the 90s. It's all we wore when we were younger. So they're back out again, and they're fantastic. Great way. And also ribbons in your hair look really cute. Hair clips are fantastic and they're really in and really trendy this coming season. So you need to block them. That means putting multiple ones on one side, having diamantes or pearls or some detail on them. So a slightly more grown up, and also the size of them has become quite large.
Yeah.
So you can sort of add a bit of interest. Hats are great for tweens. So some beanies or some, you know, like a little beret or something that adds a little bit of interest. So you can have a really plain outfit with a black t-shirt, black jeans and say some runners and pop a beanie on and, you know, it just adds that extra bit of interest and that bit of fun.
Yeah.
And a little crossbody bag and you're set to go out for, I don't know, coffee with your mom. You get a milkshake, she gets coffee. What other accessories are really key? Crossbody bags and backpacks.
Yeah.
They're really, really, really in. And lots of...
Many people wouldn't know what a crossbody bag was.
So a crossbody bag is a bag that goes over one's shoulder and then comes down to the other waist. So it's one that you put over your head and you have it as a cross... That's a crossbody bag. And a little backpack, the little backpacks with some great detailing. And actually,
yeah.
We saw some in Zara the other day, which were really fantastic.
Yeah,
they were really good. And what about you? What do you like as a tween? What are you discovering about fashion and how do you feel about it all?
I've gotten into that bag accessory kind of... I'm not sure, but stage?
Yeah.
I'm starting to wear a lot of yellow and reds and...
So brighter colours.
Brighter colours, basically.
Yeah.
As you said with the basics, I think they're really key in my outfits.
Yeah.
Like even if you're just wearing a jumper and just a small white t-shirt underneath it, that's really important. You've covered basically everything else.
Do you like fashion?
Can't say no.
No, you can't say no to me, can you?
No.
No, not really. But I think over time you'll get into it a bit more and you'll love it more. But it's totally up to you. Like, it doesn't matter to me whether or not you go into or love fashion so much. It's just about you enjoying it just in your everyday.
Yeah, I personally love dressing up. Like dresses and just find it really fun.
That's good. And I feel that over the last couple of years, like I've seen you grow with your style. Like, you've gone from... I used to watch you when you were about 8 getting dressed yourself, and I would never say anything to you. But, oh, my God, when we were going out the door, I was like, oh, my God, what is she wearing? But now I look at you and I go, that is an amazing outfit. That is... I didn't even think to put that together. So it looks really good. I think you have watched probably... either YouTube videos or me with accessories, and you really know how to sort of do that. And I see you really blossoming with all that sort of stuff. So it's great to see. I love it.
Oh, thanks.
So keep it up.
All right, it's been great having you here today.
It's been an absolute pleasure.
There were some fantastic tips and tricks that you've told us. Thanks for coming.
Oh, it's been my pleasure, and thank you so much for having me.
All right.